to our mate in Australia. It's Jimmy Coco Magic Smith in the hardest, didn't he? G'day, champion.
Hello, Steffi. Now, listen, can I just clarify for you and the listeners, and most importantly, the boys in the production booth, I've done a bit of investigation. I know on Monday I said I was going to send out to you a couple of boxes of Coco Magic, one for you and one for Jacinda. However,
and she can't wait. I've been in touch with her. She can't wait.
Okay, so here's the issue. I know, yep. You know, I wasn't worried about, you know, the free of charge, the free product. That's fine. But when the freight costs twice as much as what the product costs, and then I have to get customs invoices. I always thought New Zealand was a seventh state of Australia, but apparently you're a different country.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're hard to get stuff into, let's be honest. Oh, that's a shame. But that just gives me another reason to come to Australia.
Can't wait for that, mate. Margaritas by the beach down at Bondi. That sounds a good afternoon for you and me. So we'll work that out. Tell me, what are you and your fellow New Zealanders doing this weekend, Mark?
Oh, mate, like, you'll love this. Saturday, tomorrow, the whole of New Zealand is involved in a vaxathon. So you know what a telethon is?
Yes.
New Zealand has stooped to running a vaxathon, and they're going to target 100,000 vaccine doses. This is the limits they're going to try and get people to get off their butt and go and get a vaccine. They're going to have up leaderboards of towns, of provinces, of percentage vaccinated. It's on TV stations, radio stations. I can't believe it. But here's the silly thing. I actually think it'll work.
So what level are you guys at now? Because we are, as of today, they are anticipating New South Wales go past 80% for double vaccinated, which is just incredible.
I think we're at about 80% single and about 60-something for double.
Right.
But if you've had the first shot, it's a given you'll get the second shot. We've just got to wait for that 3 or 4 week lag. So hopefully in a month we'll be 80% doubled and hopefully 90 singled. But, mate, I heard on the news, on the New Zealand news today,
yes,
that Canberra is going to be the most vaccinated city in the world very shortly. And I mean, of course it is, because there's nothing else to do there. You know, just go and get a vaccine. Oh, there's something to do. I've been there.
So in Sydney, I could go for a swim at the beach. I could do a cliff walk. I could walk through the national park. I could, you know, go to one of the glorious restaurants and bars that are dotted around town. But in Canberra, what are you going to? I've walked up that mountain once before. I don't need to do it again. So
yeah, like you wake up in Canberra, Mum, what are we going to do today? Like, good news, there's something new today. We can get a vaccine.
Oh, how good, how good. Hey, I want to ask the question. We had a situation where a bloke named Mike Asivo, who's about 115 kilos, a winger in the National Rugby League, big Fijian fella, he was playing about 4 years ago for the Gundagai Tigers. Now, they're a Group 9, a very proud club, Cliffy Lions from there. They were playing against Junie Diesel's, Laurie Daly's old club in the Group 9 Grand Final. I can only imagine the poor skinny little winger from the Junie Diesel's who had to mark Mike Asivo during the course of that. Funnily enough, Gundagai won that Grand Final. But you've got something similar happening this weekend, right?
We have. Ngāti Porou, East Coast, haven't won a game for 53 games.
Oh.
They have not won a game. They've got a former All Black as the coach, Jose Gia. He's a big brute as well, and he was a wing. He is the coach, and he's roped in Centurion All Black, Ma Nonu, to come and have a game. But it gets better. Ma Nonu said, yep, I'll play, but you have to as well. So there's two former All Blacks on the bench, plus Fafili Lavave, who's just come back from France after a professional stint, plays for Manu Samoa, a number of games for the Hurricanes. They have massive power on the bench. And of all the rugby across the weekend, the one game we're talking about is Ngāti Porou, East Coast, 53 games winless, taking on the poor boys from Buller. The boys from Buller, which is a tiny little province on the west coast of the South Island. And I kid you not, the bloke that's marking him, and no disrespect to him,
yeah,
looks like about a 19-year-old librarian.
You know what, though? What position's Ma going to play?
Oh, second five. Oh, so, yeah, second five.
Oh, can't you just see in the back line there where you're just saying, look, if you're the skinny 19-year-old librarian, you're just drifting on everyone. Oh, sorry, guys. Misread that defensively again. My mistake. Gee, I'm keen to get stuck into Mar, but, you know, just let me work my way into this game. Oh, yeah. Well, good luck to him. Good luck to him on that one. Hey, I want to ask, I know you're across this, Staffy. We've got the big racing tomorrow, the Everest, of course, at Royal Randwick, and then the time-honoured Caulfield Cup down there in Melbourne. Murray Baker invariably comes over and just steals a lot of the cash, the prize money here. Have you had a look at the Caulfield Cup? Do you like the chances of the chosen one? I think it went up at about $24, and that did not last very long at all.
Yeah, most of it's in New Zealand dollars as well. So 24 in Australia is like $100 to us. So yeah, we climbed on, mate, because we get paid to get vaccinated. So we get the $100 to get vaccinated, put it on the chosen one, and it's chosen for. If Murray Baker doesn't win, Chris Waller wins over there. God. We're just rampant over there. Both the coaches in the IPL final, they're Kiwis as well.
Yes.
So we are on fire on the world stage.
Actually, you know what? I forgot about the. We've almost like it's a bit of a Russell Crowe, Tim Finn type situation there with Chris Waller. We thought he was born and bred at Rose Hill, but yeah, you're right. He's just. He is one of the elite sports people. You know, when you think about, we had TJ Smith here win 33 straight premierships as a trainer. And Chris Waller has, I'm sure he's got 10, he might even be 11. But if he so desires, if he has the, well, not the discipline, but if he has the motivation to keep going, he is seriously able to challenge that record, which seems extraordinary.
It does. And I'm pretty sure in saying that, widely regarded as the best jockey in Australia is James McDonald. And where's he from? Hey, mate, and on that note, I do have to fly, mate. I love getting the last jabbing, Jimmy Smith.
I love it. Staffy, have a great weekend, bud.
Cheers, buddy.